and we can do whatever Jesus did. Jesus, a lot of people don't catch this, but Jesus said there's no prophet greater than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And we have so many abilities, and we can use them. All we have to do is fill our heart with light so the Holy Spirit can work through us. If we need knowledge, if we don't have the knowledge we need, about we can't access it. We don't have it in our mind yet. It's not even in our heart like we need it. But we've been studying and receiving God's word. We've been looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And the Holy Spirit gives us knowledge about something. He may show you a vision and show you what's going on somewhere. Because you have light in you, you will hold on to it and not let it slip. If you need wisdom to make a choice, if you God will show you your wisdom, your path, your best decision. You'll have to make it by faith, but he'll show it to you. If there's light in you, you'll receive it and hold on to it and use it. Then if there's counsel, if there's light in you, he'll counsel you and show you how to do something. If you stick with what he say, you're going to have the best results. When we believe, take God at his word and receive his good, his great and precious promises at our will, you know, he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you ask whatever you will, it will be done to you. And that's true.
Amen.
We can do that, and we'll believe God for things that's important to us. And sometimes the things we will believe God for is not the best thing we should be doing. There are cases where we may want something right now and we're believing God for it, but if we get it right now, it'll be out of season. But when we trust the Lord, when he brings something to us and we use our faith to do it, we're operating off a higher form of wisdom. What the Lord speaks to us, it's perfect because he thinks of everything. He sees every situation. He knows what to do. When people take him at his word, you have to stick with it. If there's light in you, you can stick with it. And it's going to look, it's not going to look like you think. I've gotten in so much trouble trying to figure out how God is doing something. I stopped. Then I had more joy because I wasn't using my strength in the wrong way. When I would try to figure it out and wonder how, you know, this doesn't look like it's working. You can't do it. If God said it's working.
Amen.
And there's a duration. This is why so many moves of God are lost. Because you have to have light in you to hold on to what God, you have to trust him. You have to trust him because you can't see where he's going. But
Amen.
Step by step, it'll be revealed and it'll make sense. And you'll say, oh, I see why he did it that way. But go back to Isaiah 8. I had to get a hold of some things. And I didn't know what God was doing. So a lot of things that he had me doing didn't make sense to me. Just being honest. My mind didn't approve it. Because I didn't understand what he was doing and why he had me to do it a certain way. I was looking at things from one way, and he was doing greater works. He said,
Isaiah 8 and what?
8 and 10.
Okay.
Verse 10 says, take counsel together, and this should come to nothing. Now, these are people who are basically antichrist. They're speaking their will. They speak their words, their will, and it should not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spake this to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. And he said, say not a confederacy to all them that say a confederacy. They're grouping together against Christ, you know, like the world would do. I think it's further down. Okay, verse 15, and many among them shall stumble, fall, be broken, stand, and taken. He said, okay, here it is, verse 16, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. And there were times where the Lord would seal his revelation and only provide it to his disciples. And then he would hide his face. He hides his face from the house of Jacob and will look for him. There are sometimes, and you're going to run into this, the Lord is hiding from some people while he's giving revelation to those who have light in them. He hides his face from those that would use the word the wrong way. And I didn't know what he was doing until later on, years later. I said, well, this is what he had me to do. This is what he had me to say. I said it, I did it, but my understanding wasn't there. Until later on, I saw why he was doing that. He resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So the instructions that the Lord give you is very important. And it can mean life or death for you or somebody else. He would actually cause me to forget the revelation until I'm not in the presence of people that he was hiding from. They would have done, and he explained to me years later that they would have done damage with that revelation. And so whatever God tell you, and however he do it, be okay with it. Receive the light of his word and be adjustable to the Holy Spirit. This is very important, because as we go forward following him, you're going to learn some things that you were never taught anywhere else. But also, when this happens, he will confirm it for you through those that you're around. He's going to cause people to say what you need so that you can stay on board with what he's doing. Now, when there's light in us, then the fruits of the Spirit are flowing when there's light in us. What happens when the fruits of the Spirit is active in our lives? We're operating according to the fruits of the Spirit in our daily routine. Did you know that spiritual wealth is mounting up on your life? You're helping people see God. And God's going to reward you for the people you help see him. Every encouraging word. If you go to a funeral, people, that's when they really say what a blessing somebody was to them and how they helped. And the person didn't know nothing about it because they never told them. But they said things that was personal, things that helped them. And then at the funeral, they'll say, well, she did this, she said that, and I was about to do this, and I didn't do it because she encouraged me. You know, when the fruits of the Spirit are in operation, that's the light of God in action in you. And it gets in your advice, it gets in your counsel, it gets in your friendship, it gets in your way of doing things. Not to mention even more so, the gifts of the Spirit, they're activated by the light of God's word. And then the Holy Spirit can give you information because there's light in you. God loves the people that have no light in them, but he can't get to them because they won't let him. And they keep saying no. They won't let the light penetrate. They won't let the word get in their heart. And they become a vicious enemy against God. And, you know, I know people, and I know, I said, if they would just listen, they would love what God is doing. But if there's no light in them, they won't see it. It won't make sense to them. Now, this is why. In 1 John, we'll go to 1 John now. In 1 John, he reveals some things. Sin will harden your heart.
1 John what?
1 John 2. And sin will cause, you know, any kind of sin, anything that, idolatry, anything that people give their allegiance to more than God's word. John explains that it causes us to be the enemy. He said, this is 1 John 2, verse 15. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And this is the world system. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Amen.
And these things will harden your heart. And people, that's why people get, if you represent God, if you speak his word, if you live his life, you actually aggravate people who love the world. Because the world has hardened their heart. I think it was either Hosea or Habakkuk. They said that whoredoms, wine, and new wine take away the heart. It does something to your appetite. You won't have an appetite for the things of God. A friend of mine, I let him, I told him about it, a Henry Groover YouTube video. And I sent it to him. He started listening to him. But his radio went out in his truck. I'm going to put a radio in his truck. He said, I listened to that video you sent. And that was good. He said, I'm going to be honest, though. If my radio was working, I would have been listening to the radio. But since my radio wasn't working, I listened to the tape. And I like it. In other words, his appetite is set to what he's used to. And people's appetite, if they start receiving the word, their appetite for God will grow. And he goes to church. He loves God, but he was just honest. He said, I would have been listening to the radio. And I'm glad he said it because it showed me something that sometimes you know that people, if they hear the word, they'll love it. If they just take time and listen. But when people love other things or they're used to it, that's what they're going to gravitate to. They're not going to turn the TV off to listen to a YouTube video unless the word is in them and they want more of it. So when you take time and hear God out, you want more of his word and you can make greater judgments. Now, John taught that within this, he showed us that the things of the world, they cause us to be enemies against God. And this is very important to know. He said, backing up in chapter 2, he said, when I start at the beginning, because it's too rich right here. He said, my little children, these things are right I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. This is very important. Doing what God say, trusting what he say, because that's when we're going to really grow. He said, he that saith, I know him, and keep not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keeps his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. When the love of God is perfected in you, everything works. Without the love of God, without the light of life, nothing would make sense. If we won't receive what the Holy Spirit is trying to provide us with, we're, you know, without the love of God, we'll reject what the Holy Spirit. Other voices will be louder. And his voice would be diminished and not appreciated. But when you have the love of God and you're receiving the life of God's word, you become a law unto yourself. And when you can't receive God's word and then go out and sin on purpose, it's not going to happen. When we receive, it's just like this. When we receive Jesus Christ, we've obeyed all of the ceremonial laws that point to Christ. Instead of just having road signs, we've got the destination. We've fulfilled all the laws of Moses. And then when we fill our heart with the love of God, after we believed on Jesus Christ, we fulfill all the moral law, just like Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And it's not our works, it's his works that we believe. And they affect us. And when we receive the Holy Spirit, through that love, we have relationship and communion with the Holy Spirit. And Mary, that was awesome what you did with communion. I hope you do that again. I'd like to have that recorded. Yeah, Mary.
Thank you, yeah. Apostle. Thank you. That was God revelation. That was,
yeah.
That was really discerning the Lord's body. And,
yeah.
And you really gave that to me as a revelation.
Uh-huh.
And we are revelatory people, so we need to be asking God, reveal yourself to me, and he revealed that to me.
Yeah. And I like that. That's what we need. This is not just something to appreciate something new. This, we need that life in our, we need everything that God is trying to give us so we can build our life. That's going to help me build my life. And when
that's true, Apostle. Mm-hmm. It's time that we learn how to just pull up to the table,
mm-hmm.
and get our nourishment that,
yeah.
we need.
Mm-hmm.
And to, you know, that's what you do in the natural. You pull up to the table and you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have conversation. One thing in the world is trying to get the world back to the table because they in the natural,
mm-hmm.
they know families that eat together and discuss things together. You find out more about your children, and
yeah,
and it just does something for a family.
It does. Yeah.
It does more for us spiritually.
Yeah. And see, the word is
because
sown in peace.
It's healing at the table.
Yeah.
It's Jesus on the table. It's everything you need. Everything.
Uh-huh. Yep. When the word of God is sown in peace. When in a healthy relationship, I think I was mentioning this to Mary last week or earlier. In a healthy relationship, a person can operate as the student or the teacher. You know,
amen.
When sometimes people want to just be the teacher. But I found, well, among God's people, it's best to, you have to be ready to be a student. Because God,
amen.
He may say something through his people. Remember, the Lord gave his best revelations to babes, fishermen, tax collectors, people that love the people. They are the people that God will give you a revelation through. And
amen. Apostle,
uh-huh.
That's what David said. He said, I was more wiser than all my people.
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. I told my son, I said, if you follow God, you should do much greater works than me.
Amen.
Because I gave you revelation at a younger age. You can carry on with God, and God will do a greater work. If you don't, something's wrong. In other words, every child of God has a voice, that's a person that's been brought to life. And if we're going to live forever, God put things in us that will surface through love. If you know some of the best musicians or orators or college professors, even doctors, lawyers, some of the best ones had, they came from a loving home, because that gives you a strong advantage. You can do things at a much earlier age. But this is also true. We break through. And sometimes there are people who wanted life so bad, they were inspired and they went after it. They may have grew up in a horrible condition, family wise, but one of their friends had a strong family and they wanted that. And they broke through all the barriers to have a good home. And my mother was that way. Her dad worked a lot, and she lived with her grandmothers, and she spent a summer with one grandmother, another summer with the other one. And she wanted a strong life, a strong family life. And she structured her, she taught me the word. She really wanted a family. She tried to keep her family around her. She liked it that way. Well, when people break through, they can be, the Holy Spirit, and they involve the Holy Spirit to help them break through. They come out running fast as well. What we can do is unlimited as we follow the Holy Spirit. He can help us do our plans better. But if we keep his plan first and foremost, that's when we're going to learn and receive the most out of this life. And when we, anytime, that's why I encourage people to pray for your leaders, pray for the country, pray for people. Because when you involve God, there's two reasons why people won't pray for the president. One is because they like him, and the other one is because they don't like him. But they've taken it personal. But when you praying for him or every leader, it's not about Republicans or Democrats. When you pray for the leadership, you're involving God in the process. And the only people that can do that are people. The only people in the world that can really do that are people who have light in them. A lot of people pray, but if they don't have light in them, it's not going to work. You know, we meet the conditions. If his word abide in us and we abide in him, we can ask whatever we will, and guess what? It will be done. And so whatever you want in life, if you got the light of God in you, you're abiding in his word. Your prayers avail so much, and the revelation will flow. But once he give you counseling...
We have about 3 more minutes.
Okay. All right. But once we involve him, he's activated. And whatever he counsel you to do, just be adjustable. You learn so much more from God when you're adjustable to him. And I thank God for this opportunity to share the word. I was concerned when Mary asked me. I said, well, the roofers are coming. And I didn't know how this would work. But they left while I was talking. And they did their loudest work before we started. And they're going to come back Monday and finish.
Amen.
So everything.
My coach is going to be all right.
Yeah. You have to be adjustable.
Yeah.
I tell you, the Holy Ghost ain't never wrong.
And, no, he's not.
And you're going to always be put to the better listening to him. And in order to trust him, just spend time with him and let him talk. And we get on board with him, we can do all things. Any comments, questions? I like y'all's comments.
It's almost 11 o'clock. We can stay on, but I just don't want to hold the people that long.
Okay.
If they have any questions or anything, they can ask them. Mm-hmm. But the one that needs to get off, they can,
mm-hmm.
be dismissed. But the one that questions or anything, comments...
Yeah.
Bro David, you on the other end?
He always have good ones.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sir. Okay, yeah, I'm still here. I'm going to have to get going quickly, though. Here, I got a birthday party to...
Oh, yeah.
...here in a little bit, so... But I want to say, Brother Thurston, and everybody, I have... Y'all blessed me this morning. You strengthened me, and I just thank God for the word of God. Amen.
Amen. And Brother David, you started it. I mean, that what you delivered was just such a blessing, and we thank you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for being the administrator and releasing things that we need to know about. I always call Brother David our current event.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's current.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you. You go to your birthday party and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are remaining on the phone, if they have any questions, if they have any comments, y'all can let me tell y'all something. Y'all know how I am. When somebody prepare a good meal for you, at least just say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I know your mama raised you that way, and I'm enforcing it.
Mm-hmm.
So just tell Brother Thurston thank you for the good meal he prepared through the Lord for you. Because, I mean, that was a good meal.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Thurston.
Welcome,
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you, Brother David. And thank you, Minister Thurston. That was
word, and I needed it so much, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Woo! That's the voice of a mighty woman speaking.
Oh, I enjoyed it, y'all.
Anybody else enjoyed to me?